The suspended matter in the water column can be split into different size ranges, exactly as we had in the case of the atmospheric chemistry for the aerosols. So going through this plot, which is looking at the different sizes of particles and the different ways of classifying those particles experimentally, our colloids went from a micron down to a nanometer. Our suspended particles then are up to much coarser particles, sitting at like 0.1 or so. So here we're looking at our millimeter-sized particles here. So we're looking at even larger particles than that. The biological particles are sitting at the small size range. Remember, these are like colloid-sized particles. And then down here, we end up with our clay particles as particularly small colloid particles and same sort of size as viruses. Now, to trap these ones, the possibilities then, we can use depth filtration, which is what, if you went to the Cairns water plant that processes the water that we drink, they use depth filtration processes. If we're trying to capture the coarse ones, we can simply use sand filters. Again, this is commonly what's used in water purification at the front end steps to get rid of the big heavy stuff. And then if you've got enough money, you do what we do up at Mossman and use ultrafiltration, which is putting them through very expensive membranes using high pressure. So it's really the same sort of technology as used in reverse osmosis for making our RO water. But the aim of the game there is actually simply to make water for drinking rather than to make super pure water for a laboratory. Now, our definition of suspended solids that we had in the prac then is we put it through a 1.2 micron. What was GF standing for? Glass fiber filter. Yep, glass fibers. Yep. So it's the glass fibers that when the material is created, we ensure that the pore dimension is such that 1.2 micron or bigger particles are trapped into